There's one more envelope. Who wants to open it? Okay, Andrea.
Know that Mrs. Farley is not asking about our spring break plans. Check the back. Is there anything else?
No, it just says, what will you do?
I know. We have just been talking about Jesus' sacrifice and the greatest gifts anybody could ever receive. Salvation and eternal life. I think it means, what will we do with those gifts?
My mom says that when you receive a gift, you should always say thank you.
Your mom's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for giving us the gift of eternal life.
But I have one more envelope. Who wants to open it? Ben, why don't you?
Here goes. What's next?
You don't mean what's next after Easter, do you?
No, it's much bigger than that.
Is there a scripture?
Two, actually. Someone look up Acts 1:8-11 and Romans 6:4-5.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. You will be my witnesses in Judea and Samaria, and you will be my witnesses from one end of the earth to the other. After Jesus said this, he was taken up to heaven. They watched until a cloud hid him from their sight. While he was going up, they kept looking at the sky. Suddenly, two men dressed in white clothing stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking up at the sky? Jesus has been taken away from you into heaven. But he will come back the same way you saw him go.
Now read Romans 6:4-5.
Romans 6:4-5. Christ has been raised from the dead by the Father's glory. And like Christ, we should also have a new life. By being baptized, we have joined with him in his death. We will certainly also be joined with him in his resurrection.
Come. Thank you, Children's Choir. At this time, I'd like to call on Pastor Doug Coleman for the message.
Well, it says message in the handout, but that sounds so formal and drab and dull. So what I'll try to do is keep it to a few concluding remarks, because I really don't know how we can improve upon the message that was presented to us, except to say, do we understand the message as it was presented to us? We saw a progression of thought there, starting with grace. And you see, there's a need for grace. We all know this. That people are born with a sin problem, and their grace is given to us through Jesus Christ upon the cross. And the message of Easter is entirely the message of the cross, that price that was paid that we might have life. And then the empty tomb, being sort of the icing on the cake, as it were, the happy ending that assures us all that there is eternal life waiting for us, for all who will believe on Jesus Christ. I know I was watching the children. I'm sure you were as well. And there were some that they didn't know all the words, and they kind of sat there, and then they would leap into song when they got to the place when they knew. Or perhaps there were some stammering or some faltering over a few of the lines. But you could see it, couldn't you? You could see they understood, for the most part, what they were saying. It's a simple, simple story. One that we can all understand. One that we can all benefit from. That I was dead. That Jesus Christ came and He died that I might live. And then the crowning moment is when we discover He didn't stay dead. And He became life for us that third day. We're going to have just a time right now of prayer. We're going to pray also for the cookies that are waiting for us in the back. And I'm sure everyone's going to stick around for the cookies in the back. But why don't we just take the moment to reflect. The cross, the empty grave, these are such important items for us to know and be so totally fixed on where it is that we stand when it comes to the cross and the empty grave. Why don't we bow in prayer and thank the Lord again for what He has done? Father in heaven, so long ago You came. So long that sometimes we forget and we fail to realize the urgency of our problem. But Lord, You have provided that which we needed, everything that we needed in order to have life. And we would ask, Lord, that we would be eternally grateful for that. But Father, You asked us to have that response of saying, yes, I want the gift. Thank You for the gift. Lord, I will live my life for You. Father, enable us in our hearts to have that response to You, not just tonight, but every night that follows, with a simple childlike faith that accepts Your message and walks in newness of life. And Father, also bless the food and the fellowship that we will have. And I would ask, Lord, that You would bring us together under the name of Christ in fellowship. And I would pray for each and every person here tonight. I would pray for the individual who's in the pew who makes the decision day after day to follow You. I would pray, Lord, and ask that You would enable, through Your Holy Spirit, that person to follow You with all that they are and have. In Jesus' name, amen. Please don't go anywhere. There is a special presentation that I've been asked to introduce, so I'm not sure who's supposed to be coming up for that, but a special little... There we go.
We'd like to thank the directors for directing. Mrs. Simmons and Mrs. Martin, please come up.
Good job. I think that was to the point. Let us stand for a benediction. May the grace of Jesus Christ go with each of you this day, this week, as we remember all that He has done for us. As we fix our eyes upon the cross, may He bless you who call upon His name in truth. Go in the grace of Jesus Christ this evening.